Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in, everyone, to Media Day at the 2024 ITA Division I Men's Team Indoor Championships. I am joined now by a man who described himself as a super-duper senior. It is certainly always a super-duper time to get the opportunity to speak with Ohio State's Andrew Luchanek. First of all, hello, my friend. It is good to see your smiling face. Talk to me about how the Buckeyes are feeling approaching this national indoors.
I mean, feeling good. Obviously a little bit nervous, as I'm sure everyone else is. We know we have the roster to do something special here, but putting together four good, great days of tennis in a row is the only way you're going to get out with the title. So it's going to take everything to do that, but we definitely have the pieces and tools to do it. So
yeah, no doubt about that. And I'm curious, looking at the roster, because let's just play the numbers game. Boulay's five, you know, Cash is five, Cannon's five, you're six, Tracy's four. That's what, 26 years or so of tennis right there. And you know, again, that's not even including a Bryce Nakashima, not even including an Anthrop, a Bernie, all these players. Is there some urgency with this group? Like, what has this fall been like, knowing, hey, we're all back for one more go-round? Dare I say, if anyone gets to call this a last dance, I would argue it's your group. Has that been the vibes the first few months?
More or less, yeah. It also helps that, along with the older guys, we have some young studs as well, as you said. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, this is arguably the best roster I've been a part of. Ty always preaches that you need to win with older dudes. I remember when I was younger, he used to say how hard it is to retire a senior when we were going into NCAAs and stuff. And now we've got four or five of them. So hopefully that word stands true and it'll be pretty hard to beat all of us.
Yeah, so. And with that sort of depth, obviously, look, not just the guys we've mentioned, but like a Bryce Nakashima comes in, he could play right away, and all the future success he has had. Obviously, you know, Preston Stearns off of the red shirt, he's ready to play and get active as well. What's practice like? How competitive are things getting? Talk to me about the depth in this group and what you've seen day in, day out.
Yeah, I mean, everyone obviously always pushes each other. That's how it works at this level. You have deep teams, but it's also the biggest team I've been a part of. We have 13 guys. So practice sets obviously get intense. It allows us to, you know, do more. It allows people to come back for second practices as well in the afternoons when the coaches are available, which is, they'll always make time for us. But yeah, I mean, it helps because drills go fast. You know, we get done what we need to get done and move on to the next thing. And yeah, I mean, like I said, it's like that for a lot of teams here. When you're at this level, everyone's good. You just have to, you know, be able to deal with the other 80% mental side of the game as well. So we're working on that also.
Well, in that spirit, I'm curious. You guys have two free agents on your team. And what I mean by that is Robert Cash has often had a doubles partner going into a season. Obviously, I call him the perfect prize, like that you win the lottery when you're told Robert Cash is your doubles partner on that day. But only one player on the Ohio State roster is the reigning NCAA doubles champion. That's you, my friend. So a couple of free agent pieces in the doubles. How has working all of that out early in the season, finding partnerships, finding continuity, what's that been like on your end?
You know, it's always trial and error. We have a lot of pieces like we've been talking about, so we have flexibility. We can do different things. We've got Robert and JJ ranked, I think, two now, but started off one coming out of the fall. So we always have that in our back pocket as well. But I think 2 years ago now is when I started first really cracking into the lineup, and it was with Justin. So it's all coming back to us. We've obviously had a few spotty matches in the past few weeks, but that just comes with playing one doubles. You're playing against professional level tennis players. But yeah, in terms of having Robert at three right now, or two, And me and Justin at one, we have flexibility, obviously, in my eyes and probably in a lot of other people's eyes. Robert is the best doubles player in the NCAA, so wherever you put him, he's probably going to be in a pretty good position to win. So,
what do you have to do to win the cash lottery so that it's a Luciana cash ticket out there? Is that just not going to happen?
I don't know. You know, like you said, if your name gets called with Robert Cash, you're pretty excited about it. But we also know we got to win 2 out of the 3 to get the doubles point, so that's what's most important.
I always
so
like to
Bryce
think,
and Robert have been doing pretty well, too.
Yeah.
So.
I always like to think me and Cash could honestly put a fight out there, because I think he's one of the 50 best doubles players in the world, period, not just the best doubles player
agree.
In the
I'm
country.
I'm not a huge tennis knowledge guy for doubles, but in professional, but I would have to agree, and there's nothing like it.
Yeah, and so I'm curious, you know, you mentioned some of the starting and stopping for you guys in terms of doubles point success, but obviously, what you guys have already been able to do this year to beat teams like Wake Forest, South Carolina, Virginia. Talk to me about the confidence you guys have gleaned from those results as we approach this weekend here in New York.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be able to play that kind of schedule. Ty and Crow build a really good schedule for us to start the year so that we have those top 10, top 5 matches that prepare us for this tournament. Because, I mean, this is national championship, but we've only been playing for a month, so you really have, especially with some guys taking the fall off playing professionally, you really have to have some sort of thing to look forward to, where for us it's those home matches where, you know, you're getting everyone back together, getting everyone back on the same page, preparing for something like this. So
yeah, no, I mean, again, and I'm curious, I know we kind of alluded to this earlier, but this is the third straight season you guys have gotten off to a really hot start, beating, you know, earning these incredible victories all the way before the national indoors. How do you not let what's happened in past years cloud what you guys are doing and trying to accomplish this season, if that makes sense? Because, you know, again, it's easy to let doubts from the past creep in. That's pretty much the story of this sport. How have you guys gone about moving beyond that, building from them, and preparing for this event?
Well, we also obviously make sure not to get too high and not too low. We've, like you said, we've had some really good wins to start the year, but they are at home. So it's easy to win at home when you have 800 people, however many people are there. We, Ty does a really good job, the guys do a really good job of getting people to our matches. So when you play in that environment, it's, you expect to win, you're supposed to win. So here it will be different, especially with our draw. If we're lucky enough to get past Alabama and Columbia pulls through, it'll be an away match, even though it's a neutral site. So we prepare for things like that. Ty puts pressure on us in practice and tries to simulate that kind of thing in his own way. So in terms of looking back at past years, I mean, we haven't been able to get it done for a long time, but like I said, this is the best roster I've been a part of. So,
Well, in that spirit, then my last two for you. You don't go to Ohio State unless you want to be coached hard. That's obviously part of the curriculum. That's part of what it takes to succeed as a Buckeye. That said, as I've alluded to, all of this experience on your roster, are you guys a self-fulfilling, that's not the right word, but you guys are self-functional, right? Like, you, at this point, I guess what I'm asking is, are you coaching yourself? Like, are you looking
absolutely
as much
not.
To? No, okay,
absolutely,
I like to hear. He's still riding you like your freshman?
He has to, yeah. That's what Ohio State tennis is built on. It's built on listening to the coaches and doing what they tell you to do. Ty always says, if you're going to lose his way. You know, if it's his fault, it's his fault. But if you lose doing your own thing, then it's not going to go well for you. And being on a roster like ours where we've got, you know, Stearns right now, myself in singles, Bryce in singles that aren't playing right now, if somebody messes up, there is always somebody in the back door who can fill the same position. And if they're listening to the coaches, that builds trust and allows them to, you know, get their shot. So no matter how old you are, you better listen to the coaches at Ohio State.
So. Oh, I love to hear that. And again, my last question for you, all the experience, all the familiar faces, the continuity, the chemistry you guys bring this year. Is it fair to say, I don't want to say national championship or bust because that's too hyperbolic, but your eye is on the prize, is it not, at Ohio State? You guys
absolutely
know what you have the talent to achieve this season?
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, that's our only goal, obviously, where guys are looking, you know, to get higher rankings in the back of their mind because, you know, they want to play in the summer, but we don't talk about that at all. From Ty's point, in January we talked about it. From end of May of last year to December, you know, it's more individual based, and then from January through May you play for Ohio State, no questions asked. And everyone's on the same page for that. So
Well, we are looking forward. It is always a pleasure to watch you guys compete at this event, and I haven't had the chance to say this to you personally. It was quite a pleasure to watch you and James win that doubles title. Seriously, just so much fun. Did you know he was this good? Because Talk about, I know he's an individual now. I got to see him in Cleveland at the Challenger, and he won the doubles title there. I was like, oh my God, is this guy got the goods?
Yeah, he is insane. Like, he's just a big point player too. Like, if we got a deuce point or something big, he's like, no questions asked, he's gonna take it. And, you know, I remember in the semis at one point, I was playing so bad against Pepperdine. He hit like 110 mile an hour forehand right at the dude, and he screams, yeah, hit to me, hit to me. And I'm like, geez, I can't blow it for this guy. Like, we ended up pulling it together, and yeah, I mean, playing with James was unbelievable. He was the MVP of the NCAA in my eyes last year. Look at what he's done. And I'm sure he's got a promising professional career ahead of him as well.
Yeah, well, to go full circle, whoever Andrew is playing with this weekend, he's got big shoes to fill because, yeah, again, reigning NCAA doubles champion, so well-deserved, and obviously looking forward to all the success you and the Buckeyes achieved this season. So, OH, my friend, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.